My lips shall praise thee, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Verse 4. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Is your soul satisfied? I don't know about y'all, I just had a wonderful weekend. Centered with the Word of God. Centered around the people of God, as I believe. But is your soul satisfied just from that? When you can talk to Christ on a daily basis, one-on-one, and communicate with the Heavenly Father who loved you so much when we were enemies, dead indeed in sin? Verse 6, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. How many of y'all have had trouble sleeping here? Because it's a different bed, because it's not home, because it's up on a mountain, I don't know. How many of you have had trouble sleeping? At least one night. What are you meditating on when you're trying to sleep? Please don't tell me you count sheep. I know that's a standby. But it had never worked for me. How many of us, and this is for myself, this is as much for myself. Was I focusing? Was I chewing? Was I meditating on the things I had throughout the day concerning Christ? I guarantee you'd sleep better. And if you didn't, you'd still wake up refreshed. You would still come to your morning and say, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. Thank you for not letting me sleep. Because you taught me this. You let me glean this much more. You gave me something of yourself that you wanted me to know that maybe before earlier in the day I couldn't hear. Verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. This is one of my favorite verses. Samson had help from the Lord. How often did he thank him? How many times have we read that Samson was in the wrong place and the Lord came mightily upon him? The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Even when we don't realize it, the Lord is helping us. Do we thank him? We're supposed to make our requests known. All our supplications with thanksgiving. Let your supplications be made known unto God. Are we being thankful? Are we thanking him for the things he's helped us with through the day we didn't realize? Even more importantly, are we thanking him for what we do realize? But the last half of verse 7, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. If I can say, I truly believe this weekend, we've been in the shadow of his wings. We've had things this weekend we don't have to have throughout the week back home. We don't have a ton of immorality just pouring in. We don't have literature that is available. There isn't all this negative, you know, we don't read the paper here, at least I don't. And everything in the paper that I've ever read has been negative, except for the comics. But everything that I've ever read in the paper has been negative. You know, that's the going joke where I work. So, anything positive in the newspaper today? Oh, no. Why are we reading the newspaper? Well, I want to understand what's, you know, how close we are to the Lord's coming. Nobody knows. Why am I affecting myself with things that aren't important? It says, run the race. You run the race. So many times I used to have a press ride. I used to go, we get the free paper and you get to go home and read it. And you know, that was cool. It was a newspaper. We got to read the newspaper, something we didn't get to do very often. But what was in it? Man's views. Man's views. Man's views. The world's views. Liberal views. Everyone's views but God's views. And this weekend we've been in the shadow of thy wings. Will I rejoice? Have we been rejoicing? Have we really been rejoicing in it? It's so true. We've been in his shadow. We've been brought into such a place. We're so protected. Like the hen with her chicks. I don't know if any of you have seen that. But it is very, very real how much the Lord loves us. What he's given for us. What he continues to give us. But then, verse 8. The challenge. My soul followeth hard after thee. David said it. He didn't even have the entire word of God. My soul followeth hard after thee. David, the man whom Jesus, or whom God loved. Am I following hard after the Lord? Is he the goal? That's the race. We're all in a race. And we've been singing about it. We're going to be going home. We're going to see Christ face to face. But am I living that out? Am I saying today the Lord might come? Am I going to say right now, am I doing something that if the Lord came, would he just have to say, I still love you. Why aren't you loving me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? This whole weekend. Samson and Joseph. We have to make a choice. For some of us, that might have started before this conference. For some of us, it's going to start at this conference, I pray. And then the last half of verse 8. No matter what happens, no matter if we have those 13 years, as Brother Nash had said, even if we have those 13 years, that is hard, and that is never, we don't see the end, we don't know what's going to happen, we say, okay, well, where's God? Thankfully, Joseph didn't say that, but sometimes we do. Am I going to trust him? Because it says here, this is not conditional. This is a promise. Thy right hand upholdeth me. So may we be encouraged with what we've had. As we go through the next year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year we think of, okay, well, how can I make my life better? How can I do this? Ask a different question. How can I keep my focus so much on Christ that I forget the I? I have a question. How many of you here have trouble with pride? Now, this is a question across the board. How many people here have a problem with pride? Okay, that's everybody, including those who had too prideful to hold up their hands. And it was brought to my attention a couple years ago about there's an iPod, and there's iRadio, and there's an I this, and an I that, and a me. I mean, you can make a me on a we. I don't understand that either. But what about God? This whole world is centered around I and me. What is this centered around? And I was discussing with a brother earlier, who's been so encouraged in something I have to see about how this whole book is centered about, is everything about it is Christ. So my encouragement is to you, before the Lord, 2 or 3 days before the new year, are you going to be a Christ, a little Christ, a Christian? Or are you just going to go home and say, well, I'm going to go to work and I'm just going to kind of crawl under the table and do my thing and go home. Well, you know, I'm still going to be like Joseph and I'm going to work hard and people are going to notice that I'm a good worker, but I'm never going to say anything about Christ, or I'm not going to say anything about why I do what I do. It was also mentioned yesterday, what is our business here on earth? It's to point others to Christ. Not to lead others to Christ. God does the leading, but to point and show them what life is with Christ.